This is Earth and Sky. Dr. Guinevere Eden is director of Georgetown University's Center for the Study of Learning.
She's in the third year of a five-year study that's looking at what parts of the brain we use to read.
Unlike the rest of the brain that sometimes has evolved to be very good at different types of tasks, reading is something that we're not born to do. It's something that we teach our brain. So we want to know where in the brain does reading happen.
To find out, Eden and her colleagues use fMRI, or functional magnetic resonance imaging. It uses a kind of giant magnet that can detect which areas of the brain are working harder. Volunteers lie inside the magnet, reading. Computers translate the magnet signal into a visual image.
The researchers have found several areas in the brain that consistently light up when we read. Part of Eden's current research focuses on finding out what those areas of the brain were evolved to do in the first place.
Why did these areas get chosen? And what is it about these areas that they have that makes them good for the reading process? And why do they consistently get picked?
Recent fMRI scans show that people use similar brain areas for reading as they do for processing visual motion, such as identifying the direction of moving dots on a screen.
Our thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.